tell you that at Laurier, we're not looking for reference letters. We're simply looking for a supervisor's name and contact information via either phone or email, and all we'll do, we will sort of randomly select people to verify experiences with, so we're not asking them what you did or how you performed, just simply, were you employed or did you volunteer your time there?
At Charles Sturt, we do have two reference forms that so we don't look for letters. We have specific questions that we ask referees to answer on behalf of the candidate. We do ask that those referees have seen our teacher candidate, well, our applicants, working with children, and that's what we specifically look for. If people submit more than two, we do not look at those two. We just look at the forms that have been completed.
For Trent, first of all, you have to keep in mind for our application that your reference letters have to be directly related to two of the three critical reflections. But for us, it's not so much the time that you knew somebody. It's more about how well they can speak to your potential as an educator. So we would like a quality of reference, somebody that knows you well and can say that, yes, this person would be an excellent educator.
I would say for Queens, similar to both Trent and Laurier in a certain respect, is that we don't require letters of reference, but we certainly would like to see on your personal statement of experience activities which do point towards your future potential as a teacher candidate.
Anybody else? Phyllis?
Yeah, for Brock, the length of time you've known the person doesn't matter per se. We don't anymore at this point, because we've just put our profile online, we don't require any letters of reference or verification. We just want the name and contact information of your verifiers. And like Laurier, we will do a random selection and just phone people, or if we have any particular questions or concerns about the experience, we will contact that person. But the length of time you've known the person, 3 months, that's fine. If you don't know the person at all, then chances are that would not be the best person to put down as a verifier.
Mm-hmm. For us, it should be someone who can attest to your experiences, so hopefully they know you a little bit.
Mm. Okay.